Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live, and it's a pleasure to have you here. Also a pleasure to highlight and celebrate life and divorce coach Nanette Murphy. What's really incredible about the conversation is she's so relatable, and you're going to find that in this conversation on Close Up Radio Live. She's walk the walk, talk the talk, and continues to. Live Life Now with Purpose is the name of Nanette's ever-growing business and central theme in the book that she has written. It is the story of her personal self-care adventure entitled Shattered Dream Beginnings, A Journey of Heartbreak, Healing, and Growth. The book is featured on her own website and on Amazon.com and contains advice about bouncing back from trauma and moving on with intention, she shares with her clients. Nanette's writing has also appeared in Brains Magazine, and she's been a featured podcaster on YouTube. She also speaks at private events and women's groups, always covering the self-care for women and divorce subjects. Nanette's coaching relationships with women all begin with affirmations for the client, how strong they are, how much courage it took to even seek her out and to ask for help in future steps. She then lets them know that she has walked in their shoes, that a divorce coach can be more of really a saving than an expense. And then together, they can define the goals for moving forward. Nanette notes that when women learn a divorce is pending, the first thing they usually do is hire an attorney. She believes they should start a coaching relationship at the same time or even before. They should also make contact with a financial advisor. And when you're sorting out 25 to 40 years of a life together, preparation is key. She recognizes marriage is never an easy thing, and she doesn't advocate for divorce, but it does happen. Knowledge and preparation are vital. It's a process for getting out, and you need to understand it. As I mentioned, she walks the walk, talks the talk, and that's why she's so affable and relatable with her clients. It's our pleasure to hear some of that as she shares it with us here live exclusively on Close Up Radio Live. Nanette, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so very much for having me. I'm really pleased to be here, spreading my message and my mission.
You're very, very welcome. You and I were talking about that before we even started. What is your message? What is your mission? And tell us a little bit about your own story and some of the things that have inspired you to do this kind of extraordinary work.
Well, thank you. So I'll start with my story. It was, you know, I was married for over 20 years, and unfortunately, the marriage broke down, and, you know, by the time we reached our 25th wedding anniversary, we were divorced, you know, together for almost 30 years. And it was traumatic. It was traumatic for me. I felt like there had been a death in the family, which I kept quiet for a very long time. But as I became a life coach and a health coach, divorce coaching was introduced to me, and I didn't even know it existed. And my first thought, well, was this brilliant, and why didn't I know about it? But so now my true mission now is to spread awareness and let people know that there is emotional support. I say that divorce is an emotional journey, not just a legal battle. And unfortunately, the emotions well up and interfere with your thinking. It's kind of, people call it like a divorce, a brain fog. Because you really aren't thinking clearly. You're not thinking straight. And when you just jump in and hire an attorney, you're really relying just on one person to help you through this. And I have learned by talking to a lot of people that you need a team. And I know that it it kind of makes people think, oh, just more money to spend. And I know we've talked and explained to you as well that, no, it's an expense, but it will save you money because you're spending less time with an attorney. You know, you can talk to a financial advisor. And I really just want people to be aware of this because most people that I say, tell them what I do, they're like, wow, never heard of that. And it just needs to change. This just needs to change.
Right, exactly. And that's sometimes, you know, it takes a minute or two to get to that point. The work as a divorce coach, the difference between being a divorce coach and what is done that is different from being a lawyer. Tell us about some of those nuances. There's probably various things that maybe align or weave in and out of each other, but there are marked differences as far as the work of a divorce coach and, of course, that being of a lawyer, right?
Oh, of course. I mean, first and foremost, I am not an attorney. I am a woman who has been through a long, painful, expensive divorce. And for me, you know, I look back and think, wow, the money that I wasted being emotional and, you know, you think you're in control and then all of a sudden something happens and I called my attorney, you know, and, you know, I always say, you know, it's almost like, you know, they talk you off the ledge, so to speak, because you're going to burst. There's so much emotion. You need to talk to someone. Well, then, you know, that's when you can talk to a coach that they can say they understand, or because most attorneys, they don't even know what to do with the emotions that are, you know, spewing out at them. And, you know, there are times when you're trying to figure something out, and it's really sometimes just a simple situation, but when the emotions are taking hold of you, nothing is simple. You're angry. You just want to, you know, get through this. So speaking to someone like myself, that they can understand what they've been through. And the most important thing is you're not, you know, there's no clock ticking in the background. You know, let's face it. Unfortunately, I've heard this many times, you know, as soon as you pick up the phone with an attorney, the clock is ticking. And that's just fact.
Yeah.
And, you know, if, you know, one of my clients, I always tell them at the end of a conversation, if you need anything, text me, email me. I may not be able to answer it immediately, but if it's an emergency and I can talk to you, absolutely I will. Because I'm here for the emotional side, but also to help them sort things out. A little quick, for instance, a couple of my clients didn't want to leave the marital home. They didn't want to leave it. And I said, well, you know, you need to make sure that this is the right decision, not only emotionally, but financially. And ultimately, you know, after the divorce was final, they're in the house, they're still living in the house. They go, you were right. I just need to get out of this house. Because there's just, again, so much emotion attached to it that once they can step back and see the bigger picture, they realize you can find a new home, create new beautiful memories with four different walls that don't, you know, bring you back to the past all the time. But these are all just, they seem like little things, but in the big picture, they're monumental. You know, can you afford to stay in that house? You know, we know you want to, but again, these are all things that I want to talk with my clients, and then, you know, I can direct them to a financial advisor. And there are certified divorce financial advisors, something else I was not aware of 10 years ago, who they deal in the realm of, you know, negotiating, splitting everything. And that's where the team comes in, your coach, your financial advisor. You might need a realtor who is experienced with divorce cases, because it's a whole different fight when you're selling a house and the divorce is pending. And that's what I mean when I say a team, not just one person to help you through this. I hope that makes sense and clear as to why, you know, the difference between a coach and an attorney.
You say someone considering divorce should call the coach before anyone else. Tell us why.
Well, so for instance, when a woman calls me, and I specifically coach women, when a woman calls me, I want to make sure that she has full knowledge of what her expenses are after she's out on her own. Like, let's figure out what your expenses are. What will your potential income be? And then I can give them, I have a few financial advisors that I can direct them to. Like, you know, talk to them, you know, from my standpoint, I have downloadable expense sheets. Like, let's work on this. You know, you can't figure out your expenses in an hour. It might take you a couple of weeks. What are your non-negotiables? What are your fixed? What are your, okay, I can live without that. These are all things that have to be written down on paper so that they can understand it. Then we work with a financial advisor, and they give them an even bigger picture of their finances so that when they get to their attorney, they got their stuff all together. You know, they know what, they have a better idea as to what they need moving forward. You know, again, it's just all about preparation. So as a little aside, on average, a woman contemplates divorce for 2 years, on average. And what I say to them is that in those 2 years, the planning and preparation that you can do is huge. And I'm not an advocate, as I said, of divorce. I'm an advocate of knowledge and preparation. And I just wished I would have had this guidance through it all. I feel like I handled mine well, but there were so many things that I didn't handle well. And again, that's why, let's sit down and talk. I have spoke to a woman the other day, contemplating, you know, let's walk through this. This isn't a quick adventure that you're on. This isn't a quick journey. Especially if you've been married 25, 30, 40 years, you got to make sure that you're ready. And that's not an easy task to do on your own.
Right, exactly. You need the support and guidance and perspective of others.
It's honestly hard to put into words what the entire journey looks like, especially if you're doing it on your own. A client of mine, the first time I sat down with her, we hadn't even started sessions yet. I was just trying to give her the outline, and she had questions for me. And you know, to the average person, maybe they seemed like simple questions, but when you are contemplating a big move like this, they were huge. And the best thing that she said to me when the conversation was done, she's like, I already feel so much more at ease just with having simple questions answered. And that just left me feeling that moment of, okay, this is why I do what I do. This is why I will keep doing it. Because there's nothing better than having someone tell you that, you know, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. I usually say it might get bumpy, hang on tight, but we've got this. And it's just, again, giving them that affirmation that you will survive this. It's scary. Absolutely. There are fears. Absolutely. But when you know that you've got someone that you can just ask simple questions of and just make you feel a little better about moving forward, I don't think there's really a price tag you can put on that.
What are some of the things that clients have said to you about working together? I believe one said she had an immediate sense of relief, almost like a liberation in certain ways.
Right. That's exactly that. That, you know, the questions of can I do this or should I do that or how do I handle this? And, you know, I think one of them was, you know, can I start moving things out of the house? And, I mean, I don't even think he knew she wanted a divorce. But, like, there's no rules right now. There's no divorce happening. But these are the simple little, you know, we all might think, oh, that's a silly question. But not when it's rolling around in your head and you're trying to put it all together. It's those little questions that you ask and simple answer that they go, oh, okay, I didn't look at it that way or I never thought about that. it is just, and it's all, for me, it's all about giving this woman a peace of mind or knowing that she's not alone. I mean, I had a girlfriend that she and I were, unfortunately, were going through the same thing at the same time. I was a little further ahead of her. And I always said, felt like the blind leading the blind. I mean, she was following my lead, but I couldn't see any better. I was just ahead of her, you know. So when you can talk to someone who's been through it, and, you know, again, I was married over 20 years. We'd been together over 30. So I know that deep pain, the fear, especially after you are, you know, you're kind of, you're a team, you know, one handles what does this, you know, I stayed home, raised the children, he was working, you know, thankfully I at least knew enough of what, you know, bill pay. Some don't even pay the bills. You know, some women don't have their name on the house. Some women don't even have a credit card or a bank account in their name. And all I want to say to them is it's okay. We can fix that. You know, that's why I say it's, you have to take it one step at a time. Don't try to rush through it. There's been a lot of years to get you here. Let's take our time and really be thoughtful about how we move forward.
You speak out in many ways, from presentations to articles, podcasts. What is the name of the channel? And tell us also about the book. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So my YouTube, I'm on mostly TikTok because I guess that's the thing these days. I have to keep up with that. But YouTube channel is at Nanette Divorce Coach. And I really just try to make, you know, drop seeds in their mind of, like, things to think about and, you know, knowing that they don't have to go through this alone, because it really is unsettling when you go through it alone. But my book was born out of the pandemic. Long story short, I decided to become or certify as a life coach. And when you complete that journey, they really highly encourage you to get your own life coach to, you know the process and get a feel for how it's all handled. So I found a life coach, and in our conversation within the first, I think, half hour of our first conversation, I had explained to her that one of my bucket lists, it hadn't been on my list for years, but it was to write a book. And she immediately started, you know, encouraging me to do that. And by the end of the conversation, I had committed to, I don't know, I think I had committed to writing 15,000 words in 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, now I've really done it. I've committed to this. But
yeah,
it was very, it was my story. It's my journey. And it was really written not to point fingers at anyone, not to say, oh, woe is me. I don't want sympathy or anything like that. It was written to inspire others that when you go through a life-changing moment, that it takes a minute, but you can come out of it stronger, wiser, and more courageous than ever, because that's what happened to me. And writing this book was very therapeutic. There are some parts of that book that stories that I tell that I paused and I thought, wow, this situation used to keep me awake at night, and I haven't thought of it in years. So it wasn't like, oh, look what I've been through for me. It was more like, wow, look how far I've come. This is pretty cool, you know, as you're sitting there thinking to yourself. And that's really why I put my story out there. I want to, you know, also say I have three children, three beautiful, amazing children who are adults now, that I asked permission from each of them. You know, names are changed and all of that in the book, but I didn't want to offend anyone. I didn't want to hurt anyone, because it was written to inspire, not hurt. And I've actually had a gentleman read it who had lost his wife, you know, after many years of marriage. And one of his reviews was, you know, even someone who's lost a spouse can read this book and find strength. Because like I said earlier, you go through grief like there's been a death. So, it's a huge accomplishment for me, for sure.
That's amazing. It really, really is. One of your goals doing it is to raise awareness, as you say, and you find most people realize divorce coaches even exist and that they can save the individual money because they might spend less hours with their attorney, but also
Correct.
It could even be more of a personal one-on-one approach, I think, with a coach. There's a certain warmth,
Absolutely.
Empathy, and understanding. It's not so transactional.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if a woman is talking to me and she starts to cry and they get, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm like, don't be sorry. That's why we're here. Like, you have to let those emotions out, part of the healing. And, healing itself is a journey after divorce.
It really is. And you've experienced that yourself. So you have the opportunity to relate. You know that healing journey, which I think is an advantage for your clients.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of women that I talk to in consultation, they feel like their coach should be after their divorce. And I, and a lot of divorce coaches, that's what they focus on is the after part. But this is a journey. This is preparation. You want to have someone to talk to, you know, even through the process. It's not pleasant most of the time. But then I also call the what's next stage. Yeah, let's heal, but let's thrive after. Like, there's so much ahead of you. I don't care if you're, I was 50, you know. I don't care how old you are. There's so much coming next, if you allow it. And I always say healing is an active process. Nothing magical about it. You have to work at it.
You do. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How is going through a divorce,
like
other losses? Does one go through denial, grief, anger, frustration, confusion, self-doubt? I imagine all those things sort of weave in and out of each other. And what should people know
all of
about
the above.
That healing process?
Well, the other really incredible news I have is that a group reached out to me to certify to facilitate these meetings. It's called the Rebuilding When Your Relationship Ends, and I call it a game changer. I had to take the program in order to understand what clients would go through. And when I finished, I told my instructor, I said, oh, I went through all of these stages. There's 19 rebuilding blocks. And that, like you said, denial, fear, anxiety, depression, there's so many. And I said, I went through all of them, but I went through them on my own. So it took a lot longer. And to have, an opportunity to tell people, oh, my goodness, let's go through this program. It's 10 weeks. And the reviews out there, people are saying, like, you know, averaging healing takes about 2 years. And, again, it's all average. 2 years is a magical number to 2 years. But, to be able to have someone, again, understand, because there is grief. Like I mentioned earlier, I quietly kept that to myself for a very long time, that I felt like there'd been a death. I've lost loved ones. I know what that feeling feels like. But I was very reluctant to say it out loud because am I being disrespectful to those who have lost a spouse to death? But it is exactly the same emotions. Anger, you're fearful of what's next. You know, I always say, it's like a death, but unfortunately that person, you know, unfortunately, that person still walks the earth. They're still here. They just don't want to be with you, which adds an extra level of pain that you've got to deal with. And as I mentioned earlier, emotions, you have got to address every one of them. Address it, move through it, so that you can just put it all behind you. It's not always easy. And anger, depression, anxiety, sometimes they hit all at once. So, yeah, healing is a journey in itself.
It really is, absolutely. It really, really is. What would you say to somebody right now who knows they need to put one foot in front of the other and live life now with purpose, but they're fearful of doing it, or they have a negative self-talk, or people around them saying, just get through it on your own? What would you say to that person that's in that dark, frustrating, dark place right now?
I would say, first of all, tune out the chatter of people that think they know what you're going through. You have to, because no one knows that feeling that you're feeling in divorce. People can be understanding and they can have sympathy. Sometimes, though, they talk too negative about your ex-spouse, which isn't good for you either, because you really have to learn to work on that forgiveness. So I would say to them, please reach out. Reach out to me, reach out to another coach, because I personally, free consultation, let's just talk and see, maybe we aren't a right fit. Maybe you don't like me, maybe you like someone else. That's not the point. You have to step out of that box you're in. You've got to step out of that comfort zone. It's like that first jump into the pool when you really want to go, but you don't want to go. You have to. You have to take that first jump, otherwise you won't feel the beautiful feeling of that cool water that will cool you off. It's scary. I'm not going to lie. It is terrifying. I didn't even want to go see a marriage counselor. That terrified me. But you just have to do it. It's make that phone call. Just make one phone call. And it can really open up a lot of opportunities for, again, healing, but moving forward. I mean, I really want a woman to realize you're not starting over. You have a new beginning. This chapter, this new book is yours to write. And it's really fascinating out there when you get to do that and create it. Because I personally know that I am the woman I always knew I could be, but I allowed myself to not let her out. And I want to share that journey with another woman, even just one.
Right, exactly, which is a beautiful thing on many levels, because, again, it takes a village, that's for sure. It takes a village.
It does.
I want folks to realize you have the, as a transformational coach, and the way that you are, you've got this great website, livelifenowwithpurpose.com. That's livelifenowwithpurpose.com. People can go there and peruse and get some great information too as well. And again, congratulations on Shattered Dreams and New Beginnings, A Journey of Heartbreak, Healing, and Growth. The book available through the website, but also Amazon, places like that as well, isn't it?
Yep.
That's great. To encourage folks to do a little digging and get your copy of the book as well. This was really a terrific and inspirational conversation. Thanks for being so authentic and open and affable, and congratulations on all the wonderful successes you've had in your own personal and professional journey, and some of those sort of weave in and out of each other. And it was a pleasure having you on the show, and hopefully we'll get a chance to explore some more together, perhaps maybe hear success stories, things of that nature. But I hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you, Nanette.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. What an incredible opportunity. And just thank you. I appreciate it. Wonderful meeting you.
A pleasure. Oh, you as well. And I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon. I don't doubt. You be well. And thanks for being with us and our audience listening. Thank you for joining us for this episode as well. We appreciate you. And I also invite you to stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another incredible guest celebrated on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, follow us. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and we'll chat again soon. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.